The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley, the final day of the Democratic Convention. It's been extraordinary stuff. See what Harley makes of it. Harley?
Well, this is definitely going to be the night of history because it completes the historic convention and political year in which Democrats are nominating a woman to run for president, the very first time that's being done by a major party. Hillary Clinton's speech tonight is expected to be full of that, a lot of history, and of course she'll go after Donald Trump as strongly as she possibly can. She has a pretty high bar to try to meet, though, because her husband Bill Clinton was great, and the president was really great last night, as always, and so she's got.
I was just saying here, Harley, because as Australians we're watching and we have a different perspective on these things, and when that vice presidential candidate Kane stood up, he looked to me like Gunnedah's a little country town in New South Wales. He looked like an Australian farmer. I thought he was fantastic, Kane.
Yeah, I think he connected with people.
Yes.
He was a one-on-one kind of speaker.
He was, yes.
Yeah. That's the difference. It's the thing that makes people really good in politics.
It does.
They talk to a crowd and make you feel like you were talking one-on-one with him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I thought he was driving the bus and turning around having a yarn with me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think he's really good. I mean, Hillary doesn't do that.
No.
You know, and she's got pretty tall hill to climb.
Yep.
The polls going in had 67% of people saying that she was untrustworthy.
Mm.
So the real question going forward is, have they been able to remake
yes.
the image sufficiently?
They've used that language a lot, haven't they, about trust that she cares for people other than herself and so on. Yeah, look, it's a big ask for a woman. She has broken some ceilings, shattered them. We'll see what happens today. I just hope she's quieter in her delivery. Sometimes she can be a bit screechy.
Yeah,
bit screechy.
She won't shout at us.
Yeah, yes, and I'm sure someone have told her that. What's this death at the Army Ranger Training School?
Well, this is, I think, just a reminder to us. And I'm sure you there in a very sunny country know this. You can drink too much water, even in the heat. A 21-year-old Army second lieutenant is dead because he drank so much water on his first day at Ranger Training School at Fort Benning, Georgia. The Army says he drained the sodium levels in his blood. Hyponatremia is what it's called. The Army investigation is still going on into it, but they said that's what happened. You know, he's nervous. You're going into the first day. You know Ranger School is going to be, hell for sure. And so, overhydrate.
Oh.
And that's what happened.
Oh, Harley. Ugh. Dreadful. I know. You said you know. Well, I didn't know. I don't think any of us know that. I've got to be honest with you. Oregon.
Oregon State Fair this year. New crop to compete for an award. Marijuana. The prettiest, the fuzziest, the most pungent, perhaps. They haven't told us the criteria yet. But only people 21 and older will be allowed to go in to see the display. It'll be in a guarded greenhouse.
Mm.
Probably smart, I guess.
And that's the Friday story. All right, Harley.